You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Chris Cody came in here today a bit beat up. He missed yesterday because I think the playoffs have already been hard on him. I think they've battered him. I think he's doing a lot late at night. He's talking into microphones and disrupting Tim Reynolds while he works.
It was nice to have a night off of sports last night. It was very nice.
Well, but Chris Cody came in here very tired, and I had a conversation. I don't want to reveal the contents of it, but we are desperately wrong in bouncing into the Panthers press box loud and arrogant and saying we deserve to be here. We're the Dan Le Batard show. Get out of the way, everyone who's on deadline. Eat our ass. Like, that's not how we should be behaving.
What?
The funny, when I listen back to that segment where Stugatz and I were being loud and we got yelled at, my favorite part of it is where Stugatz, right after it happens, goes, "Tim Reynolds just yelled at you?" He like puts it on me as if Stugatz wasn't with me.
It's magical sound, and I have loved you guys sort of crawling around in the bowels of the arena. It's got a gritty sound to it, whether it's Roy doing it, whether it's Chris Cody or Whittingham and Stugatz. So what are we promising people as part of our Heat and Panthers coverage? We are now with this Too Many Men podcast, Stugatz, we are, for people who have niche interests or want something a little bit different than the show, I've enjoyed what they've done with these post games where for 15 minutes they're screwing around in the bowels of the arena right after the game. What do we have upcoming? Because it's hard for you guys to get to all these places and you're exhausted because your sports is bouncing against you.
So we are now a house divided because Chris Cody was going to everything. The round one of Panthers and round two of Heat was tough on him. But now we've got to make decisions. Chris Cody, Panthers season ticket holder, will be going to the Panthers games. Roy Bellamy will be at the Panthers games. He's a Panthers lifer.
Yep.
I will be our Heat correspondent. I think I'm going to try and see if there's other people at the arena that might want to pop
on. Maybe Tim Reynolds?
Where's Tim going? Where do you think? Honestly.
I hope the Heat game.
Yep.
We know that Jackson 5 is going to have both covered.
If he knows what's good for him, I mean.
Jackson 5. That's such a specific reference. That's the five. Chris Cody even is confused. Yeah. Those are the five Barry Jacksons that cover
all the sports. Yeah, the Jackson quintuplets. Yeah, they're at everything.
Two Barrys in action today.
One in a Marlins game, too. What's going to happen with the Jackson 5? Let's take people into the – you mentioned Tim Reynolds, longtime South Florida journalist. Barry Jackson's like the OG here. Barry Jackson is the guy who gets morsels and nuggets of reported information. I have said with I've talked to other journalists about this, a particular personality type that ferrets out news. If I had a number one draft pick on getting information in Miami, Barry Jackson would be my number one pick. It is why Billy Gill accuses him of being five different Barry Jacksons.
The Jackson Five, yeah, because he's everywhere. Like Anthony or whatever his name is, Carbonaro, the magician, that there's multiples of those in my estimation. I don't know.
Yeah. Who's next on that list? Mike Ryan with the Canes?
Already? You're taking him to the top of the food.
I meant that as like kind
chain?
Of a joke. I was like half kidding with What's that. I'm saying, what would your list like? Who are the besides? Because to me, it's really just Barry Jackson. I mean, Dan with like Heat stuff, maybe.
Right.
And Mike with Canes all of a sudden. But like, who are the big? Oh, Mish, Craig Mish with the Marlins.
Who's the other host on that station? Slater. Slater knows everything.
Slater Scoops is good. Yeah. Slater Scoops is good.
Well, but Slater and Barry Jackson have to be rivals, right? Slater Scoops.
So Barry hates Slater.
Those are the two heavyweights. Yeah. Those are the two heavyweights going at it in town for information. But which game will Barry be at tonight? Because he's got to make a choice. You can't do both of them.
Both.
You can't.
And Marlins.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the Jackson 5 is going to be out in full force tonight. Mm-hmm.
Is the Marlins press box going to be empty tonight? Will anyone be there?
The Nats are in town.
So maybe the Nationals writers?
Big NL East.
Maybe.
Built. Yeah.
Billy, how lonely has this been? Because they've played good baseball, Billy.
I don't like this whole other teams being successful at the same time. You know what I was thinking? I was trying to figure out like a sports calendar, and none of the leagues would go for this. But like, if we had a way where we would divide up the four major sports, right? If you're going to say hockey is one of the four major sports, which we are now because the playoffs are going on. So you divide up the four major sports and you give each of them 3 months and you just kind of roll into each other and there's no overlapping. I feel like everyone might benefit from that, right? Like, every arena, every stadium would have more people because it's the only thing going on if you like sports. So you have a football season, a baseball season, a basketball season, and a hockey season in the holidays.
But football wants all of it.
Yeah.
Football, professional football wants Christmas, wants every day.
Did you guys see, I saw it today, that Monday Night Football is going to have a flex option and double headers starting in 2023?
I did see that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man. I'm excited.
You have to have the flex option. Like Sunday night always had it and Monday night did not, but you need to have it. You're paying that much money, you need to flex games
also,
if you want to.
It's unfair on fans though.
Yeah.
If fans want to travel to a game and they shift your game from Sunday to Monday on 10 days notice.
What do fans have to do with it?
Totally fair point.
What's the matter with you?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.